the rest of the story. It is the dead of the night, and from the street, the house itself appears to slumber, its dark windows seeming as vacant, lifeless eyes. Inside, the house is quiet almost. But in one room, bathed in pale, peaceful light, a silent gamesman stands alone at his billiard table, his keen eyes studying invisible geometry. And how distinctive are those eyes, large and piercing and intense. In fact, the only element of strength amid otherwise delicate features. He, the billiard player, is a short, slight, gentle man in his early 30s. His hands are pallid and sensitive, with fingers long and thin and apparently fragile. His head is large for his body, creating somehow the impression of precise intelligence. His hair is abundant, though carefully groomed, and watching him, you're captured once more by those supremely intense eyes. You wonder what might be happening behind those eyes, and the answer is as intriguing and enigmatic as his physical appearance may suggest. For he is on one hand a shy man, deeply concerned with elegance and propriety, morality. On the other, he's a dandy, he's a bon vivant, he's fond of wine and dancing and risque humor. It was once said of him that he loved life with a passion that was sometimes painful. And that is true. Baffled by spelling and rudimentary mathematics, he is in so many other ways very brilliant, frightened by the sound of trumpets and by the thought of ghosts. And yet here he is, alone in the still midnight in the soft light, allowing the stillness to be broken only by the click of the billiard balls. It's a game he loves, perhaps as much as anything else in the world. He studies it and plays it incessantly, especially at night. This may just be the best of his day, for indeed we have no record of his ever having been beaten by an opponent. Lacking a peer in this sport, he has come to know the table itself as his only challenge, the limitless arrangements of the little spheres, the fascinating geometry they suggest, and most fascinating of all is the sound, the quiet collisions in sequence, the muted crispness of the carom. For the billiard player, this is a soothing of nerves on edge, a sublime mesmerism, even an inspiration. But this is the rest of the story. You and I have been savoring the portrait of a billiard player. A man alone in the still midnight at his billiard table, as he was during any of hundreds of nights. He was an enigmatic personality, alternately proud and shy, proper and provocative. At 35, the superlative gamesman who was afraid of ghosts became one. And though a whole world mourned his premature passing, his expertise in the game of billiards was quickly and unfortunately forgotten. For billiards, at which he was apparently unrivaled, was more than a beloved pastime. It was a psychological setting in which his brilliant and productive brain was best able to create. The very rhythm of the billiard balls in gentle collision was a source of inspiration. They say that sometimes he composed music with a pen in one hand and a billiard cue in the other. And yet 200 years later, that's hardly the way we envision this man you've just met, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Now you know the rest of the story.